të kupturit e tekstit të dëgjuar. Ky është testi i të kupturit të tekstit të dëgjuar nga gjuha e huaj. Përbëhet nga dy detyra. Çdo incizim do ta dëgjoni dy herë. Do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i lexoni pyetjet para se ta dëgjoni tekstin dhe t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Derisa të dëgjoni, mund t'i shkruani përgjigjet tuaja në libresën e testit. Pas dëgjimit, do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Detyra e parë. Lexoni pyetjet.
My colleague Alexandra Jacobs joins us now here to talk about her review of the new memoir by Jamie Bernstein. It's called Famous Father Girl, a memoir of growing up Bernstein. Alexandra, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Who was Leonard Bernstein?
When I was growing up, Leonard Bernstein was one of the biggest celebrities in America. He represented serious music. He also represented musical theater. He was like a rock star of I keep wanting to say classical music, but because I have a musical background, I shouldn't, because classical music refers to a very specific period in musical history, but serious concert music. He was a rock star of the concert hall.
And when was the period of his sort of cultural reign?
His cultural reign was long. I mean, he came up in the 40s. I'm working on this biography of Elaine Stritch, and he took the podium of the New York Philharmonic as a substitute in 1943. And it was like front page news in the New York Times.
Back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a seismic event, a seismic
Why?
Cultural event. Because he had youth, charisma, excitement, the hall was transfixed.
How old was he when he took over the Philharmonic?
In his 20s. I mean, he was going strong in the 70s. He was always beloved and he was always popular. The success sort of came and went. West Side Story is probably the most popular musical in American history.
And it's one of the greatest. Is there any? Tell us something fun you learned about West Side Story reading this book.
West Side Story doesn't figure that much in this book, actually, because it was written before his daughter was born.
Dëgjoni përsëri.
My colleague Alexandra Jacobs joins us now here to talk about her review of the new memoir by Jamie Bernstein. It's called Famous Father Girl, a memoir of growing up Bernstein. Alexandra, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Who was Leonard Bernstein?
When I was growing up, Leonard Bernstein was one of the biggest celebrities in America. He represented serious music. He also represented musical theater. He was like a rock star of I keep wanting to say classical music, but because I have a musical background, I shouldn't, because classical music refers to a very specific period in musical history, but serious concert music. He was a rock star of the concert hall.
And when was the period of his sort of cultural reign?
His cultural reign was long. I mean, he came up in the 40s. I'm working on this biography of Elaine Stritch, and he took the podium of the New York Philharmonic as a substitute in 1943. And it was like front page news in the New York Times.
Back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a seismic event, a seismic
Why?
Cultural event. Because he had youth, charisma, excitement, the hall was transfixed.
How old was he when he took over the Philharmonic?
In his 20s. I mean, he was going strong in the 70s. He was always beloved and he was always popular. The success sort of came and went. West Side Story is probably the most popular musical in American history.
And it's one of the greatest. Is there any? Tell us something fun you learned about West Side Story reading this book.
West Side Story doesn't figure that much in this book, actually, because it was written before his daughter was born.
І лютим, що ті контролони перезідтує. Kërst fundi detyre se par. Detyra e dyt. Lezoni pyetjet.
It's a story told by Jane herself. We first meet her as an orphan in the household of the Reeds. She is then sent to a school, Lowood, where she suffers further deprivations, makes her first friend, Helen Burns, who dies. She finds an advertisement for a job at Thornfield as a governess. The owner of the hall, Rochester, Jane falls in love with him. A marriage is planned, but it turns out that there is already a wife. Jane, deeply tempted to become his mistress, flees that temptation, but discovers her family, is tempted to become the wife of a missionary, is saved from what would clearly have been an unhappy fate by hearing the voice of her lost love, Rochester, who, it turns out, in an attempt to save his mad wife, has been maimed and blinded. She returns to him, marries him, and happiness reigns.
The journey per city.
It's a story told by Jane herself. We first meet her as an orphan in the household of the Reeds. She is then sent to a school, Lowood, where she suffers further deprivations, makes her first friend, Helen Burns, who dies. She finds an advertisement for a job at Thornfield as a governess. The owner of the hall, Rochester, Jane falls in love with him. A marriage is planned, but it turns out that there is already a wife. Jane, deeply tempted to become his mistress, flees that temptation, but discovers her family, is tempted to become the wife of a missionary, is saved from what would clearly have been an unhappy fate by hearing the voice of her lost love, Rochester, who, it turns out, in an attempt to save his mad wife, has been maimed and blinded. She returns to him, marries him, and happiness reigns.
Ju lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi detyrës së dytë. Ju lutem kaloni përgjigjet tuaja në fletën e përgjigjeve. Ky është fundi i testit të kuptuarit e tekstit të dëgjuar.